Today is 26 March 2004, and this is a recording of a trip out to Pahrump, Nevada, primarily to record the telephone network. A little background on Pahrump for you. Pahrump is the only Bell System town in Lotta number 721, which serves southern Nevada, and is primarily served by Sprint Central Telephone Company of Nevada, serves the Las Vegas area, and a number of other small towns. I think they purchased the Moapa Valley Telephone Company recently. I'm not sure if they serve Mesquite, but I seem to remember Mesquite not being a Bell System town. I can always look that up. Pahrump is the only Bell System town, as far as I know, in the Lotta. It's also, I think, the only town which is not in area code 702 in the Lotta. Pahrump is area code 775, as it's not in Clark County, it's in Nye County. Pahrump is a DMS 100 switch, which is odd because it only serves three prefixes. And those three prefixes, for reference, are area code 775, 537, 727, and 751. I'm not sure which one is the original prefix of the area. What's interesting about Pahrump is the fact that even though it's a Bell System town, the tandem it homes off of is not a Bell tandem. The nearest Bell tandem, as far as I know, is in Reno somewhere. And so instead of running trunks all the way out there, which would have been, you know, hideously prohibitively cost prohibitive in the days of, you know, N1 carrier and early T carrier, they have trunks and the tandem homes on the DMS 200, I believe, in Maine, in Las Vegas, Nevada. So the downtown Maine tandem, the downtown building. 70238, I can't remember what the recording code is, but I'll look it up later. But it's very unusual because that tandem is not owned by Nevada Bell or any Bell company. It's owned by Central Telephone of Nevada, and always has been. And apparently, Pahrump has always homed off of that tandem. So that's interesting because in the Las Vegas area, all the coin phones are COCOTS. There are no coin phones with CO provided coin control signaling. So it's going to be interesting to see how local toll calls within the Lotta are handled from those phones. It's interesting to see if they actually just restrict them or if they have done away with the Western Electric phones in favor of COCOTS, which would be a shame because, you know, Nevada Bell, if it's anything like Pacific Bell, should have tons of them all over the place. And it should be because Nevada Bell has always been a wholly owned subsidiary of Pacific Telephone. Now, the tandem, if there are Western Electric coin phones in Pahrump, then that means that the DMS tandem here in Las Vegas is going to have to provide ACTS to that phone, and that'll be interesting because I have never heard ACTS running off of this tandem before. So that's one of the main questions that I have as far as that goes. How are operator services handled? Because operator services, according to the LURG, are also handled out of that tandem in the downtown building. So those will be the two main things to check out. Of course, the other things to see are how closely does Nevada Bell's operation resemble what I remember of Pacific Bell from when I lived in the San Francisco area? What are the recordings like? Where are test codes located? And so on and so forth. So that will be the interesting thing to check out. Currently leaving Las Vegas, Nevada, hitting a traffic jam on Rainbow Boulevard, going down to Blue Diamond, which has Nevada Route 160, I believe, and taking that all the way out to Pahrump. The trip takes about an hour and a half from where I live. So now that I'm past the traffic jam, you can hear my road noise increasing, and this will be the boring part of the trip. No phones whatsoever on the recording, unless I stop at some weird phone, but that's unlikely to happen, seeing as this is southern Nevada. So I'll stop the recording now, and we'll see what happens when I get to Pahrump.
Now in the town of Pahrump, I'm in front of the CO, which is, I've forgotten the address, I'll note it later on the tape. The number here is 775-727-9821.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
believe this is a CO dial tone, because even though this is not a Western Electric type phone, it looks like a Charge-A-Call phone. That recording wouldn't have been possible on a Kokot type phone, typically. So let's see what happens here. First, I'll try dialing a toll call to Nevada, although since this is not a coin phone, I don't think it's going to work.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you. We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you.
There's a sign next to the payphone on the door of the CO. Not a public office. For a new service, call 811. For a repair service, call 611. Let's see what happens when we call 811.
Welcome to the telephone service line.
Bienvenidos a los servicios de la línea telefónica. Si gusta escuchar estas opciones en español, por favor oprime el número 7.
For SBC services, please press 1 now. For other telephone service providers, please press 2. If calling from a rotary phone, please remain on the line. We accept collect calls from within the United States.
I'll press 1.
SBC Nevada is in the process of phasing out the use of the 811 service number. In the future, if you are calling for SBC Nevada, please use our 7-digit number, 333-4811. Or if calling from out of the area, 877-469-2355. Otherwise, please call your local service provider directly.
Welcome to SBC Nevada. For SBC customer service, please press 1. For other telephone service providers, please press 2.
I'm going to hang up.
Our quick service...
That was weird. I flashed the hook switch and it does that.
If you'd like to make a call, please...
Let's try this again. Now, the dial tone length was short, but maybe I just talked it off last time. Okay, let's see what happens when we dial... the other company code on 611, or 811, sorry.
Welcome to the telephone service line.
Welcome to SBC Nevada. For SBC customer service, please press 1. For other telephone service providers, please press 2. Please enter the area code and telephone number of the account you would like to discuss. The number you entered is 3-1-1-5-5-5-2-3-6-8. If this is correct, press pound. I'm sorry, our office is now closed. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Please call back when our office is open. Goodbye.
See if it resets the dial tone. it's going to.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
I'm unfamiliar with his voice. It may be John Doyle.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
But that is odd because SBC Nevada seems to be handling customer service for all the other telephone companies in the area. What is that noise? Let's try to see what a call to the operator does.
Hi, Lopeper, may I help you?
I beg your pardon?
May I help you?
Where are you located?
I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, you are? You're in the main building in downtown?
I can tell you I'm in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. That's all I need to know. Hello? Hello? Let's see if they work for Sprint. I think they do.
Help you?
Hey, is this Sprint?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see what 611 does.
Come to the telephone repair line. For SBC repair service, please press 1 now. For other telephone service providers, please press 2. If you are calling from a rotary phone, please remain on the line and a customer service representative will assist you. Please enter the area code and telephone number of the account you would like to discuss. The number you entered is 3-1-1-5-5-5-2-3-6-8. If this is correct, press pound. Please stay on the line. Your call is being transferred to the next available SBC representative.
SBC Repair, this is Sandy.
I have a question. Do you handle repair for SBC and the other competitive carriers in the area?
Not the competitors, no.
Oh, okay, just for the small independent companies?
Uh-huh, if they're SBC.
Oh, no, because at the menu it says for SBC Repair Service, press 1. For other companies, press 2. And so I pressed 2 and got you.
Oh, no.
But it seems to be the same with customer service, too, so.
Okay, well, is that the number, the 555-2368?
Oh, no, that's just a generic number I punched in.
Oh, okay. What number are we talking about here?
I'm just calling from a payphone outside the Pahrump CO. I'm just curious as to how it works here.
Oh, okay. Well, we do handle some things there in Pahrump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're the telephone company in Pahrump, but I'm saying as far as calling in for the service center, for repair service, for example, if you... It says for other companies, press 2, so I'm curious as to why I'm talking to you instead of some... Is it based on the telephone number you enter, or...?
Probably.
Oh, all right. But you personally never handle repair for other companies besides
Nevada
Bell?
Not for our competitors, no.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see if the test codes are on the same... in the same place as they are in California. For let's try ANAC, which is... That's a short dial tone.
If you'd like to make a call, please
959-1122.
sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator for assistance. This is a recording. 7027.
That sounds like that trouble. I'm guessing Ringback's not going to be in the same place either, but let's try it anyway.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your...
It's a DMS-100, so typically in California, the way things worked was if you were on a DMS-100, Ringback is 1958 plus the last 7 of the number you're calling from. However, on 5Es, it's 958 plus the last 4. However, it may be a 958 plus the last 4 on this switch. Let's see.
When dialing operator-assisted calls with a 0 or direct dialed calls with a 1, you must dial the area code and the telephone number to complete your call. When dialing operator-assisted calls with a 0...
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later? We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later?
I wonder on what digit it terminates to that recording. After 7.
When dialing operator-assisted calls with a 0 or direct...
Your long-distance service is not active at this time. Please contact your long-distance carrier for information. 16-5. Your long-distance service is not active at this time. Please contact your long-distance carrier for information. 16-5. Your long-distance service is not active at this time. Please contact your long-distance carrier for information.
Just hang up on me? Guess not. That's a Global Crossing recording, but the card says AT&T. So, obviously, let's see what happens when I dial 700-555-4141.
We're sorry.
Can't dial. See if I can reach AT&T.
We're sorry, your call cannot be complete.
I think I hit the second 8 too short.
AT&T. To place a call, please dial the area code and number you are calling. For 00 info US directory, press 1. For international directory assistance or other information, press 2.
Here.
Thank you for using AT&T.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 81890.
Okay, so long-distance calls from here are routing the same way as they do from my home phone in Las Vegas. They go through main tandem and then to the 4ESS in San Bernardino, 113T, and then obviously from there it's all the same. So let's see what our calling party number and class of service are.
We're sorry, your call did not go through. Will you please try your call again? We're sorry, your call did not go through. Would you please try your call again?
cannot go through.
What does it not like me dialing fast at it?
The ARU ID is
F2A.
Your line number is
9.
The Dinas is
03122.
The Annie is
27775729821.
Now the 27 indicates CO provided coin control signaling, which is obviously not possible with this phone because it doesn't take coins. So I'm going to stop recording here. End of recording from this number, 775-727-9821. And I'm going to try and find another phone somewhere in this town. Well, I've driven all over Pahrump, and so far I have not found a single other Nevada Bell payphone. So I'm back at the CO now, because there's one other thing I wanted to test. In California, the Proctor test set, at least in the COs where I was on the prefix that the payphone was on, plus 0040, so let's see what happens here.
The call you have made requires a 35-cent deposit. Please hang up immediately, listen for dial tone, and dial your call again. The call you have made requires a 35-cent deposit. Please hang up immediately, listen for dial tone, and dial your call again.
And I can't do that because this is not a coin phone. Let's try a couple things to see what 411 does.
Now available by dialing 411.
Shay, what city, please?
Beg your pardon?
What city, please?
Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah.
Do you have my number for the Luxor Hotel?
I'll check.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your business. The number is area code 702-262-4000. Once again, the number is area code 702-262-4000. Thank you.
That's bizarre. I wonder where she's located. If the homing arrangements are such that operator services are handled out of downtown Las Vegas, then she should actually be Sprint Directory Assistance in Las Vegas.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Let's find out. I think I talked off the dial tone.
SBC Directory Assistance now available by dialing 411.
Randy, what city, please?
I'm testing call routing. What city are you located in? Hello? Operator? Hello, operator?
assistance now available by dialing 411.
Vanessa, what city, please?
That's Arena.
Okay.
Actually, I'm testing call routines. What city are you located in?
Do you have a code?
I beg your pardon?
What's the code?
What code?
Yeah. For Nevada, you have to have a code word.
Oh. Well, okay, are you, do you work for SBC or is this Sprint in Vegas?
SBC.
SBC, okay.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Reno, I'm guessing?
No, I'm in California.
Oh, you are in California?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll see the Los Angeles or Sacramento then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, then, obviously SBC handles their own directory assistance. Wonder what else there is to test here.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
When dialing operator-assisted calls with a 0 or direct dial calls with a 1, you must dial the area code and the telephone number to complete your call. When dialing operator-assisted calls with a 0...
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later? We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Will you please try your call again later?
This dial tone is ridiculously easy to talk off. Try. One thing I'm going to try. When you try to talk it off, you can't talk it off.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
The ARU ID is
F2B.
Your line number is
2.
The Venus is
03122.
The Annie is
23909.
That's AT&T in San Bernardino. But there is nothing interesting left to record here in Pahrump unless I find a Nevada Bell payphone. So, well, let's record the repair number here.
Monitored or recorded.
I think this goes to the same place.
A payphone repair, please press 1 now.
As a number I'm familiar with in California. And just for reference, I'll dial that now.
Thank you for calling SBC Public Communications. If you are calling regarding your residence or business account, please consult your local directory for the correct number.
Yeah, same recording. Well, that's it. There's nothing interesting left to record here, so... This is Tom Carlson signing off.
I was sitting in my car outside the CO. I was about to leave, but a plant truck just arrived, and it looks like someone's going home. In a pickup truck. So anyway, here are my thoughts on the payphone. I've been thinking about this for a minute or two. And my guess as to what happened is as follows. In the early to mid-90s, roughly 1994, Sprint of Nevada discontinued all their service. Well, the whole plant crew is coming home, it looks like. Sprint of Nevada discontinued all their coin service on Centurion phones. And they switched to Millennium phones. And so all automated coin toll services in the Las Vegas area were discontinued by the local telephone company. And since Pahrump here homes on that tandem in downtown Las Vegas, it would seem that since Sprint no longer supported automated coin toll service locally, there was no need to be able to support it for a customer like Nevada Bell. And for obvious reasons, you didn't want to have a technician who was, you know, servicing something which could only be tested from, you know, an hour and a half drive away. So my guess is that what happened is, at that point, Nevada Bell decided to exit the local payphone business. They probably tried to stay around for a bit, but discovered it impossible to do. So they exited the payphone business here, and that would explain why the phone in front of the CO is a bizarre coin, non-coin Cocotte type phone, although it doesn't operate like a Cocotte, it's just directly connected to the line. And the things that would seem to bear this out are the fact that the recording here still says 35 cents, although I'm not familiar with whether Nevada Bell payphones in areas like Reno or possibly Sandy Valley, which I remembered is the other Nevada Bell town in the Salada, but it doesn't seem likely that they would have any payphones, given that it also homes on main tandem. But if Nevada Bell payphones in Reno are 50 cents, then the fact that the recording says 35 cents here would seem to bear that out. Also, the fact that directory assistance in California, you have to actually pay 50 cents through the ACTS system before you can access directory assistance. But here, it connects you directly. So my guess is this is the only payphone in Pahrump that is owned and operated by Nevada Bell. There are no Western Electric phones in this town, unfortunately. And that's that. After I finished recording the last segment, on a whim, I got out and asked the plant technician whether or not there were any other Nevada Bell payphones in Pahrump, and the answer is no, that is the only one in the entire town. They apparently pulled out of the coin market, just as I suspected, and as he said in his words, they keep that phone around just as a courtesy. Now that's funny. Just as I said that, I passed the local electricity company, and the sign says, now offering long-distance telephone service. What a world. No Bell System payphones, and the only one of the only Bell System towns in the entire Lotta, and the electric company offers long-distance service. I think I'm going to go play some blackjack.